just going out there running hard is my main objective right now. And, you know, just stay positive on my yardage, and you know, my yards per carry, and let the rest take care of itself.
Is it a motivating thing, though, for when they draft a guy at your position in the first round?
It is. You know, they're going to have to get him in the game sometimes, so you got to make it a point that, you know, this guy here is working, and, you know, he stays positive. He stays getting yards and stay falling forward. And, you know, as long as I do that, then hopefully I'll be in the mix.
So you want him to make sure that he knows that you want his job as much as he wants your job?
Oh, most definitely. Definitely.
It seems throughout your career, starting with the Jets and here with the Giants, in preseason, you've always had, you know, really good games, really good performances. Has it been frustrating that, you know, the time hasn't come all the time during the regular season based on what you've done during the preseason?
A little bit, but, you know, like, I had guys in front of me that's been here longer than me, so, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you just got to wait your turn. And, you know, I feel like I waited my turn. You know, hopefully my turn is here, but, you know, at the same time, you know, they do have a first-round draft pick, so just got to stay positive in your mind and on the field. So, you know, hopefully I can get that done.
Is there enough for 3 years?
It could be. I mean, but who knows, man? We have some good receivers that go out there and make plays, and, you know, they want the ball too. So, you know, it's hopefully we can find out a way to get that ball around enough for everybody on this squad.
Do you think what you can do on third down will give you an edge
over? Maybe. Hope so. I pride myself in being a good blocker and, you know, running routes out there on third down. And if that means that right there give me extra edge, then, hey, I'm with it.
Do you want to be a guy that's looked upon in the red zone? I mean, that was kind of an option Friday.
Yes, definitely. I just want to be a playmaker. I just want to be somebody that can get the ball in my hands and I can do something with it, whether it's in the red and green or, you know, goal line or out in the field. I just want to get out there and make plays. And, you know, if I can do that, then I'll be glad to help my team.
Is there a tension between helping the young guy and making sure you're doing what you can do on the field?
Not really. I mean, just try to let my play speak for itself, and then, you know, got to help the young guys. He won't know if you don't help him. So, you know, it's one of those things where, I mean, I'm going to go out there and play my best, but at the same time, I'm going to watch him and make sure he's doing what he needs to do, because somebody taught me just the way I'm teaching him.
Do you prepare any differently this season? Do you switch anything up or come in with the mindset that this, you know, this is going to be the year for you?
Came into the mind frame that this is going to be my year. Until they prove different, that's what's going to be in my head. And, you know, I worked hard this offseason, and, you know, I'm going to continue working just to make sure I can be the best back that I can be.
Thanks, DJ.
Thanks, DJ.